Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Over the last several years, we've witnessed an unprecedented transformation in the world of educational technology, largely catalyzed by the COVID-19 pandemic. School districts across the United States have poured an estimated $35 billion from federal relief funds into digital resources and tools between 2020 and 2024. As learning shifted to remote platforms, schools rapidly expanded their technology offerings, making laptops and tablets widely available. In fact, roughly 88% of public schools reported providing each student with a device, leading to a level of access that would have seemed remarkable even a decade ago. While this massive allocation of resources has certainly helped bridge some gaps during turbulent times, it has also raised new questions. With the return to in-person instruction, concerns have mounted about the consequences of extensive device use inside classrooms, prompting debate among parents, educators, and policymakers alike. Many parents and educational advocates are growing increasingly worried about the potential downsides of too much screen time for children. Prolonged exposure to digital devices has been linked to issues ranging from diminished attention spans to poorer academic performance and even declines in overall well-being. These worries aren't just anecdotal. Research is starting to back them up, especially as generations of digital natives grow up in a hyper-connected world. In response, some states are beginning to act proactively. For example, Missouri lawmakers have introduced legislation requiring every school district to develop its own policy on student screen time, aiming for a balanced and informed approach. Parents are gaining stronger voices in local debates, demanding that districts address both the opportunities and hazards the digital revolution brings to education. But the crux of the matter is this: do all these devices and apps actually deliver academic benefits? Or are we getting dazzled by promise that's yet to be fulfilled? Several comprehensive studies suggest that simply assigning every student a personalized laptop hasn't led to measurable improvement in academic outcomes. Recent meta-analyses on reading comprehension, for instance, show that students perform better with traditional paper-based materials than with digital textbooks or online texts. This shouldn't come as a complete surprise, considering that digital devices can provide countless opportunities for distraction, from social media to games and messaging, all just a click away during lessons meant for focused learning. Excessive screen time isn't only an academic concern either, it's an issue of mental and physical health. Studies have linked high levels of device use to developmental challenges, including stunted language skills, reduced social interaction, and elevated risks of anxiety and depression, particularly for younger children. While many apps claim to be educational, experts like Dr. Tiffany Munzer, a developmental behavioral pediatrician and digital media researcher, stress that quality varies greatly. A large number of so-called educational apps contain ads or commercial material, and may provide little real educational value. High-quality tools certainly exist, but distinguishing them from flashy, ineffective, or even harmful apps can be a tough task for both parents and teachers. The task at hand, then, is to find the balance. How do we ensure technology elevates learning, rather than simply increasing screen exposure? As schools consolidate post-pandemic strategies, there's a growing push to align digital investments with proven pedagogical practices, ensuring innovation serves, rather than undermines, the educational mission. This moment marks a critical turning point, one that requires meaningful collaboration among parents, educators, and policymakers to craft screen time policies, select the right technologies for the right tasks, and foster environments that prioritize holistic student development. Given the screen-saturated atmosphere students now inhabit, well-considered boundaries and guidance are more essential than ever. Responsible tech adoption isn't about rejecting digital tools. Rather, it's about clear purpose, thoughtful use, and ongoing evaluation of outcomes. That includes listening to teachers on the front lines, keeping families involved in technology choices, and using research-driven frameworks to guide investments. Many schools are revisiting professional development for educators, helping teachers harness technology in ways that complement, rather than compete with, traditional teaching methods. The aim is to create a learning environment where digital tools can deepen engagement, offer meaningful feedback, and expand access to resources, all without sacrificing student well-being. Alongside practical policy debates, parents and teachers are also grappling with deeper questions around child development in a digital age, such as how to cultivate critical thinking, empathy, and social skills when so much time is mediated by screens. Experts emphasize the importance of balance here as well. Time away from screens is essential for creativity, physical health, and relationship building. Fundamental elements of a child's education. The post-pandemic landscape also requires school systems to stay nimble as technological changes accelerate. New tools and challenges are constantly emerging, making adaptability a key ingredient in future planning. Continuous research and reflective dialogue will be essential for tracking outcomes and shaping future resource allocations. That might mean pivoting quickly if a once popular app or device is shown to have little educational impact or introduces new health concerns. Education leaders are calling for smarter investments, ones that combine innovation with evidence. This could entail blending digital and paper-based resources, interspersing screen activities with hands-on learning, and regularly reviewing technology's effect on student achievement. For some, it may mean trialing new devices in controlled pilot programs, collecting feedback from families, and ensuring that all purchases are supported by research demonstrating measurable academic gains. In addition, there's a push for greater transparency from edtech companies. Schools and families want clear data on privacy, advertising, and safety within the apps students use. To that end, digital literacy is gaining importance as a curricular element, teaching students how to navigate the digital world safely, critically analyze content, and manage their own screen time responsibly. The pandemic made this reality inescapable. Familiar educational models are rapidly evolving, and technology's impact stretches far beyond the classroom. In broader public discourse, we're reminded of technology's power and unpredictability with each new headline or breakthrough. For example, recent weeks have seen the Pentagon release files on unidentified aerial phenomena, also known as UAPs, that have sparked renewed discussion about both technology and transparency. These files document unusual objects witnessed in the sky, adding new complexity to the public's understanding of aviation, safety, and national security. While not directly an educational matter, these revelations highlight how deeply technology, data sharing, and scientific inquiry are woven into our daily lives and policy debates. At the same time, the world of cybersecurity has seen a significant shift, one with direct relevance for schools as well as broader society. The introduction of new, smaller, and more specialized models such as CyberSecQN-4B is reshaping defensive strategies, allowing for effective cyber defenses without the vulnerabilities posed by larger models. This trend mirrors the realization in education: bigger and shinier isn't always better. Tailored solutions that prioritize security, efficiency, and genuine educational value now take center stage. Schools are not immune to cyber risks, with hackers targeting sensitive student data, ransomware attacks, and breaches becoming more frequent in recent years. Moving towards focused, specialized cybersecurity tools is not just an IT concern, it's a matter of safeguarding students, privacy, school operations, and the integrity of educational programs. The past 12 months have also seen new laws introduced that affect technology providers, especially regarding age assurance requirements and the unique needs of children and young people online. These regulatory changes place new demands on developers to protect minors, raising challenging questions about compliance, innovation, and responsibility across sectors. For educators and families, these laws underscore the importance of due diligence in selecting technology partners and tools. As technology continues to permeate every aspect of life, from the classroom to the digital playground, the call for collaboration, ongoing research, and regular reassessment of practices grows ever stronger. Ultimately, the future of education sits at a crossroads, one defined by the intersection of opportunity, caution, and shared responsibility. By maintaining open dialogue among educators, families, and policymakers, schools can ensure that any technology adoption is steered by the best available evidence. Prioritizing the health, development, and academic achievement of students is not only possible, it's essential as we build the educational systems of tomorrow. Real progress relies on vigilance, carefully monitoring how digital tools are used, who benefits, and where unintended consequences arise. The dialogue doesn't end when new funds are allocated or devices are distributed. It's an ongoing process of reflection, adjustment, and recommitment to student well-being. If this pandemic era has taught us anything, it's that schools, families, and communities remain remarkably adaptable. As we move forward, we'll need to draw on that adaptability to ensure technology advances serve not just commercial interests, but the core mission of education itself. With so much at stake, the challenge is well worth the effort. Whether we're talking about laptops in classrooms, apps on tablets, or new developments in cybersecurity and transparency, the core questions hold true. How do these innovations contribute to deeper learning, greater equity, and the well-being of every student who picks up a device each school day. As this story continues to unfold, we'll keep bringing you the latest updates and expert analysis on technology's evolving role in society. Thanks for listening.